Well, welcome to the Step Into the Story mini-cast. I'm Phil Tuttle with Walk Through the Bible, and recently I got to sit down with Leanne Martin, and you got to listen to that entire podcast because it's rich with meaning. But one of my takeaways from that, Leanne, is that you are a person who just sees things that other people miss in nature, in art, in those things. And I don't know if you coined this term as a self-description, but you are a noticer. How does one become a noticer? Because I don't want to hurry my way through life and then someday just go, man, I was so busy, I missed a lot of it. How does one become a noticer?
That is something that we all struggle with, Phil, I think, because we are all so busy. We're all easily distracted. I know I am. There are so many things that are grasping for our attention. And yet there are so many things just in our day-to-day lives that can make such a difference. And I have discovered that through noticing beauty, the beauty around us, whether it's in nature, the arts, or the unexpected. And I notice it in a flower that I would not have expected was there. I noticed it at one big thing was when I was at Mount St. Helens. I was looking at the desolation there after that eruption, and I noticed that there were little tiny green shoots of brand new plants growing up out of that mess. And noticing that, it was so pivotal to me and my walk with the Lord, just of like, in those years when I feel like I am in the wilderness, or my life at times has seemed like a wasteland, I could see that God was growing, still bringing forth fruit in my life. There were still things to be thankful for. And that image of Mount St. Helens just came because I noticed the green against the brown. One day I was dropping off some food at the food pantry, and I noticed that some people had donated flowers, and I thought, wow. I was so struck by that. Like, someone saw the importance not only of food, but of having some little bit of beauty and life in these people's lives, you know, at their kitchen table. I think so much of the Christian life, it can be about noticing where God is working around you, noticing where He's working in your life, noticing when He's trying to show you something, or show you a scripture, or teach you a scripture, or show you how to apply something. I think it's just another level of awareness, and it's not hard. It's not hard to start noticing things. And it's free. You know, if we're talking about beauty, you could notice, you know, the tree in your neighbor's yard. And when you notice beauty, stop and thank God for it. Praise Him for it. And then ask Him to show you more things like that in your life, whether it may not be beauty, it could be something else. The smile on someone's face just for you. There's so many ways that He can bless us through noticing.
Well, if you are intrigued from just that answer to one question, you're going to love my full conversation with Leanne on our podcast, Step Into the Story. Check it out. We'll go much deeper than that. But this idea of being a noticer, we don't sing the song much anymore, Open the Eyes of My Heart, Lord. But that's the picture that came through my mind as Leanne was answering that one question. So we'll see on the full podcast, Step Into the Story, and you and I can learn to be noticers too.
Thank you for joining us for the Step Into the Story podcast, powered by Walk Through the Bible. We'd love to hear what you think by giving us a review on iTunes or Google Play. Also, don't miss a single episode by clicking the subscribe button. If you'd like more resources to help you explore and live God's Word in your daily life, visit walkthrough.org. That's walkthru.org. walk through the Bible, take a walk, change the world.